Hi, this is Charles Ander, executive editor of Casino Journal, and I'm joined here by Tim Rooney Jr. of Empire City Casino. Tim, hello.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
We're talking to Tim on the occasion of the announcement of a 66,000 square foot expansion to Empire City Casino in Yonkers. Tim, could you give us some details on that expansion?
Sure. As you said, it's a 66,000 square foot expansion. It's approximately 20,000 square feet of additional gaming space, about the same amount for additional amenities, just restaurants and bars, and some additional space for administrative purposes, as well as in addition to the space, we're putting on an entire new front entrance to the casino, which is something we didn't really emphasize in the initial build-out. So we're it's sort of an iconic entry, and it's something that we're really looking forward to getting up and running.
Now, the gaming space in the announcement, it seemed that a big portion of that would be allocated to electronic table games, I believe 400?
That's right. It's actually, we're planning on sort of incorporating those positions around the around our entire floor, but we need the additional space for the introduction of those games. We have about 100 of those positions now that we've put in some, other areas of the casino on a temporary basis, but we're anticipating adding about 400 positions, and we don't feel like we want to lose any of the machines we currently have. So part of the reason for this expansion is to create that additional space for the electronic table games.
So of the gaming space, is it all going to the electronic table games?
No, it'll be a mix. I mean, the one of our priorities here is when we initially opened with our current building, it's a very tight facility. It's probably one of the tightest in the country. And, essentially as the only casino serving New York City, right outside the city limits, our desire at that point was really just to get as much into the building as possible. Now we're trying to loosen our existing facility, create bigger aisleways, better circulation, and that's one of the reasons for the expansion.
Now, it's been reported that at your facility, electronic table games are doing about three times the house average. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right. Right now we have primarily roulette, as well as we've just introduced some craps machines in the facility, and those games are doing about three times the win per unit of our slot machines.
Now, this is a $40 million expense with a target completion of early 2012?
Yeah, that's right.
And I was interested in listening to your designer yesterday talking about letting natural light into the facility. That'll be a big change.
Well, it's not something that you see a lot of in the gaming space. I guess there's some examples of it, but it's a pretty innovative design, and we're confident that it's going to be something that's very successful.
Now, you opened in sort of a soft opening in the fall of 2006, and I remember speaking with your marketing folks about a year ago about your progress, and the one of the points that was made was you were basically still growing into available markets. Is that still the case, and where are you in terms of the marketing evolution of this project?
Yeah, I think that is still the case. We're seeing year-over-year growth in the close to 10%. So our feeling is that even in this down economy, the reason for that growth is because the business or the market is just not mature yet in New York, and that's the way we're sort of pitching it. A lot of our advertising and marketing is geared towards awareness, and just building awareness in the New York City market is challenging, given all the competing interests, not just in the gaming space, but it's a very saturated market advertising-wise, and it's quite an effort to sort of create awareness. So that's what we're focused on, and I think we're actually, with the opening of Aqueduct in the coming months, I think obviously that'll affect our business from the potential of taking some of our existing customer base, but at the same time, with the addition of their advertising dollars into the market, we think it'll help us in that, it'll spread the word about gaming in this market, and a lot of people that I meet in New York still don't realize, despite us spending tens of millions of dollars, that, you know, there's gaming right around the corner. So,
well, you know, if I wasn't a New Yorker, I might think that was just spin, but I am a New Yorker, and I don't think that's spin. I think that's I think that the awareness factor going up will help you guys.
Yeah, it's amazing when, you know, I meet people and they're like, you know, we exchange our pleasantries on what do you do, and I'm like, oh, I work at Empire City Casino, and I, you know, the blank look you get on their face, like, where is that, and like I said, we've spent, you know, I don't know, $60, $80 million on advertising thus far in the last, you know, several years, and it's there's a lot of people here who don't understand what's going on 15 miles from Times Square. So,
have you seen any impact since the hotel opened in Bethlehem, PA, at Sands?
No, we haven't. We were anticipating, or we were, you know, we were looking very carefully to see if our numbers moved one way or the other, and you know, I think I'm sure some of our customers, there's some overlap, obviously, but there hasn't really been any impact at all.
Okay. During the course of the lifetime of this project, there's been the state of New York has come forward with some, you know, regulatory and tax relief and incentives. They've played with the rate a little bit. They've allowed for more marketing and promotion dollars. They've obviously approved electronic table games. Do you have hope for more favorable regulatory developments going forward from the state?
Yeah, well, I guess we do, in the sense that we would love, and as an industry, us together with the other racetrack casinos in the state have formed a trade association to pursue full gaming in New York. So that would be that's sort of the, you know, holy grail for mm-hmm. the regulatory efforts that we're facing. But that's not, you know, a short term project. That's a longer term project. And in the short term, I think right now we're very happy with the regulatory environment as we see it, and you know, we probably work to more to see it remain the same and not be modified in a way that would negatively impact us, as opposed to actually proactively seeking something, you know, a change.
What about live table games?
Yeah, well, that's the constitutional amendment that would be required to allow that. Is something that we're pursuing, but as I said, that's...
Oh, so that can only happen in the context of that big constitutional amendment?
Yes. That's the current legal thinking in New York, is that you would have to amend the state constitution to allow for that. So that's like a 3 to 5 year process, we think, and something we'll be vigorously pursuing.
Okay. Getting back to the expansion, 20,000 square feet of new food and beverage, that's a lot of space. Do you have any details on how that's going to be deployed?
Well, we're working, we're going to outsource sort of the bulk of that space and try to put a named restaurant affiliated with a named chef that would be somebody that is known to the New York market. As well as putting in like a Irish sports bar type of location, which is something we don't have currently, and we think would work very well for us. And
finally, I was struck by the mayor of Yonkers yesterday noting that because you worked through the Industrial Development Agency there, the city was able to secure $5 million from Empire City, both when the project was constructed and now with the expansion, if that's correct.
Yeah, we worked through the city's Industrial Development Agency, and essentially what we did was we fixed our real estate, our payments in lieu of real estate taxes going forward for a period of 5 years beyond their initial, the original agreement's expiration. So, It gives the city a bump, but it also gives us, you know, some certainty in what our real estate taxes will be over the next 10 years, which is, as a business, you know, very valuable for us to be able to track those numbers going forward and have some certainty there.
And I mean, and for our listeners who might not be familiar with the history of Yonkers, maybe just a couple of words about where this facility was say, before the introduction of casino gaming and where it is now in terms of overall economic impact?
Basically, before, it's a 100-acre site. Sorry. It's a 100-acre site, 15 miles from Times Square, that was, it's been a harness track for 100 years. And anyone who knows anything about the horse racing industry knows that harness racing has been on the decline for, you know, 30 years. So the racetrack itself, we were looking, we were always pursuing the gaming that we have now, but we were also, if that wasn't a possibility, we were going to have to redevelop the site as something else because harness racing wasn't, you know, making it on its own. Fortunately, we got gaming, and as you said, we opened up in 2006, and it's been a success since then. And now we're, you know, we have 1,200 employees. We're the largest taxpayer and the largest employer in the city of Yonkers. And, you know, the city's got a lot of good things going on in it. There's still a lot of development, but it's a city that, you know, needs those things. It's an old industrial city just north of New York City. And for years, there wasn't a lot of good news in Yonkers. But, you know, now we're part of the resurgence of the city, and we're happy to be that.
I think the state would agree from a public policy standpoint this has been a home run. I mean, you're throwing off $300 million a year to the lottery for education. That's 10% of their overall profit, right?
That's right. And that was something that was nice for us to hear. We know we're a big part of the lottery revenues, but it was nice to hear the director of the lottery actually say that our facility is 10% of the entire lottery proceeds in the state of New York, which really, you know, it's a very impressive figure, and it's something that demonstrates the power of Empire City.
All right, Tim. Great. Thanks very much for joining us today.